Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Currently 62 in Augusta, 63 in Bangor, 64 in Camden and Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off. On the Voice of Maine.
Caller on line 2, hang on, we're coming to you in a moment, but we need to send some listeners to see Toto in concert this Thursday at the Maine Savings Amphitheater. By the way, congrats to those winners. They got the tickets to see Weird Al. Hope you had a great time last night. It was a great show, so we're told. Text Toto to 601-207-4478. Text Toto to 601-207-4478. Random texter, we're going to call you back. You're going to be our contestant, nay, our valedictorian in the College of Political Knowledge yet to come this morning here on Maine's Morning News. You want to win? Text Toto to 601-207-4478. Caller on line 2 is blinking. I think it's for you, Paul Wolf.
Okay, yeah, good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Yes. Good morning, Rick Tyler. Good morning, Paul Wolf. I just want to say that you guys have a new Senate candidate in Maine, and they have challenged me to a fight. Yes, this is true. Troy Jackson challenged your president, Donald J. Trump, to a fight. So I put on my best outfit, which happens to be a Hulkamania outfit. Yes, the Hulkster, the greatest wrestler of all time.
Yes.
And I made the glorious trip all the way to Allegash, Maine to fight Troy. And wouldn't you know it, I did not find him. Yes, this is true. Troy was not in the Allegash. Huh. Apparently, he lives in Augusta, Maine. I was very surprised and very taken aback. Oh. I wasted all this time. I will have to reschedule the fight with him. That is all, boys.
That is all. 1-800-966-1039. See, I'm concerned. The housing document, it's too complex.
You're going to have a UFC fight right on the Capitol lawn.
You think?
In Augusta.
Well, you know, they got that wall up now around the Blaine House, so it could be the cage.
There you go.
Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News. What tees you off?
How boring soccer is.
Well, there's a problem. It's not soccer. It's football. Football. And football is life. If you know, you know. Line 2 goes to you, Paul Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yeah, when all the candidates ran for governor, they got a bunch of money, right? People gave them money to run.
Yeah.
And then they decided to go run for the senator. Did that money go along with them to run for senator? Or where does the money go from when they ran for governor?
Hmm. Well, don't hold me to this, but I think once you give money, if Paul Wolf is going to run for dog catcher and I give you money, okay, that's out of my hand and that's yours now. Okay? That's yours. And you can use that now for whatever you want. So if you want to pivot, you want to run for judge of probate, you go right ahead. Get yourself a nice robe out of Victoria's Secret there as judge of probate. However, if Paul then uses that money to buy a sign that says, "Vote Paul Wolf for dog catcher," down at the bottom, he's got to claim, you know, that he spent the money on it. Paid for and authorized by Paul Wolf for animal control officer Rick Tyler, treasurer. Then Paul just can't take that sign and cut off the "for dog catcher" and put in "for judge of probate," because that violates, as I understand from former state senator Deb Plamont, that violates election finance rules. But once you give someone money for their campaign, you know, that's like a prize on Wheel of Fortune. That's yours and yours to keep, and you can give those ceramic Dalmatians to anybody that you want. 1-800-966-1039.
Wow. Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning. This is Grandpa Plattner, and I actually got something that tees me off, boys. Ethel's making me go get a colonoscopy today, and I ain't talking about the ones that my grandson likes to give.
1-800-966-1039. kind of goes downhill fast, doesn't it?
It really
just really, it does.
It really does.
For the folks from away, what you're listening to is a feature called What Tees You Off on Maine's Morning News. And we ask people to keep it brief, keep it clean, stay classy, and stay calm. And go ahead and dial in at 1-800-966-1039 and just tell us like this. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Yeah, this is Ashley Webb calling from the tattoo shop. I'm presently getting a Nazi tattoo in hopes that everyone will like me better.
1-800-966-1039. Last check. Bellows out, Shaw out, Wood out, Klebold out. Wood, check that. Ashley, what's her last? His last?
Webb.
Webb, whatever. Ashley Webb, still in.
Mm-hmm.
Line one, Mr. Wolf.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Morning, boys. When I leave the island this morning, I'm MDI, and I go to Ellsworth, and then I'm driving back. All I ask is you people maintain your speed, okay? You don't pump your brakes, rubberneck, all that jazz. Just maintain your speed and use your blinkers.
Don't drive like a jackass.
1-800-966-1039.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Multitaskers that we are, even as we're taking your calls at 1-800-966-1039, we're also preparing the syllabus for this morning's College of Political Knowledge. By now, we hope that if you want to go to Thursday evening's show at the Maine Savings Amphitheater to see Toto in concert, along with Christopher Cross and The Romantics, thank you, Shelley, you can text Toto to us at 601-207-4478, 601-207-4478. Random texter, we're going to call you back. You're our contestant today on the College of Political Knowledge on Maine's Morning News.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Not in this country, gentlemen. It is soccer and always will be.
Hank Scoop has spoken. Appreciate you. That's our friend Jim. 1-800-966-1039. It's a kick in the grass, either way. Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Yeah, I'd like to talk. Hold on for a second. I'm going to break check that guy on the phone behind me. I think he's talking to you.
These people drive like they're out of cigarettes. It's unreal.
Caller, hi. You're on Maine's Morning News, and Paul Wolf has a question for you.
What tees you off?
I'll stick with my theme. There are three women in the Maine Senate race that tee me off. Ashley Webb and Troy Jackson. Thank you.
1-800-966-1039.
Lordy.
Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News. You're on 101.3 Augusta and 103.9 Bangor. People are listening to you as we stream at WVOMFM.com as well. What tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been sitting there listening to this politics, listening to what these Democrats are doing. I mean, these Democrats are so dirty, they'll eat their own. Look what they did to Joe Biden and with the Kamala Harris deal. Didn't make any difference what the voters wanted. They put Kamala there. And now they're doing the same thing. The Democrat voters and the independents, some of them wanted Graham Plattner. No, they shoved him out. Now we got Troy Jackson there running the lead, taking the vote to raid away from the people. But then they go out and they protest and jump up and down and scream and holler. No kings, no kings. Really? Well, you want to know what? The old saying used to be, it's only one generation to communism. Well, guess what? That generation time is up. We're their people. Wake up and pay attention. They're taking your vote away from you. I don't care. I'm a Republican, so do what you want, but be careful.
1-800-966-1039, the mayor of Nashville Plantation.
Can't wait to be in his neck of the woods.
I'll say it, which is beautiful, especially this time of year.
Indeed.
I drove through on the way to when I was up to camp because I went from Ashland to Fort Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Went through Nashville Plantation. Rubberneck for him.
Yeah.
Kept my eyes on the road, though, because moose.
Absolutely.
Oh. Line two goes to you.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Hey, you know, if Troy Jackson needs a pair of dress pants and dress shoes, I'll be more than happy to donate. Isn't there some kind of decorum, for Christ's sakes? Dress up. Represent.
1-800-966-1039. I have seen him dressing up and representing, at least during that News Center Maine debate. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll dress up during the BDN CNN debate, if they're still going to have it.
Boy.
But seems kind of crazy.
Dad.
Because then you're going to have, the four podiums if the other stay there, right?
Yeah.
Because four are out. There were eight. And it depends on what happens up until 11. Ugh. Jeepers. Who organized them? Devin, was this not important enough to you? I'm sorry. I really shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. That is, you know, that's just mean. I apologize. I do. Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Paul. I just want everybody to just slow down a bit and just realize what's happening right now. You know, first we should pray for Susan Collins. Pray for her safety, because these people are very vicious. We watched them almost rip her door off and try to go in there, and who knows what would have happened. We saw what happened with Charlie Kirk. They danced on his grave. Listen, folks, that data centers. China does not want us to have data centers. China wants to take over the world. China is paying all these ringleaders that you're watching right now, all these ringleaders that are controlling the circus. They are trying to dumb us down, take out our hydro dams, take out anything we can use to produce power. Because without power, you have no data centers. You have no AI. You have nothing to control the world. Guess what's happening right now? You have a Democratic Party who's trying to fight over the top of the lead. It's China. China. Look at all the grow houses. Look at everything that's happening right now. I love you guys. Keep it going.
1-800-966-1039. Again, for those listening for the first time, that man's name is Alan, and he's what we call one of our regulars on the program. Line two, Mr. Wolf, I believe is yours.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Good morning. God bless, Alan. Hey, so according to your reporting, all these signs that are crossed out with duct tape for governor and senator put on there, that in violation?
As I understand it from former state senator Deb Plowman, who very well may be listening to this program right now and maybe even texted into us, I'll send her a note. But if one campaign paid for a sign, repurposing it, according to Maine election law, is not lawful. Now, who's going to go down and take down all the signs? I don't think that's going to happen. There's still one Robert Wessels sign along the road when I go to work.
Really?
In the morning. It's still there. And by the way, am I the only one that looks at the Plattner signs that are still up in front of houses? And I'm thinking, you know what? At least you're dedicated. You're committed to the bit.
I was telling you, I was entertained by some of the comments in the Portland Press Herald articles about Troy Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Guys saying, I will not cover up my Grand Plattner sticker, but I will put Troy's above it. But not over it.
Not over it.
I still.
Hazel. Hazel, get in here. Take a memo. Caller, you get the last word. What tees you off?
Boys, I just want Alan to know he's pronouncing China wrong. It's China, my friend. It is China.
College of Political Knowledge in a moment. Hopefully by now you have texted the word TOTO to us at 601-207-4478. 601-207-4478. And then stay sharp, because we're going to be calling one of you guys or gals back, and you're going to be our contestant, our student, nay, valedictorian for the College of Political Knowledge. Our daily quiz of things you'd know if you're paying attention to the show. We're going to make you a winner coming up on Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.